Even as they collected congratulations last night from the Election Central crowd, Dan Sullivan and Eric Croft began their runoff campaigning.
The voters are going to have a very clear choice between someone with a proven record of fighting to reduce property taxes, control government spending, and someone who's had pretty much the opposite career in the legislature, wanting greater government involvement in your life.
Dan has put forward a very large tax increase for working Alaskans. We want to do the opposite. The sales tax proposal he's talking about, we think we're going to be one of the highest in the nation. And so you're going to have a lot to hear about over the next month.
With over 21,000 votes, Sullivan was the top winner in the mayor's race yesterday, but not by enough to avoid a runoff election against his nearest rival, Croft. Sullivan needed more than 45% to win outright. Last night's tally showed 43%, Croft with about 20%, or around 9,600 votes. Sheila Selkrag was third with around 16%. With less than 10% of the vote, Walt Monaghan was fourth in the field of 15, followed by Acting Mayor Matt Klayman and Paul Honeman. The results are still unofficial, with approximately 3,000 absentee and question ballots yet to be counted in mid-April. There were four school board races. The closest featured a two-way contest in a 13-candidate field between Jeannie Mackey and Mia Costello. Both received about 33% of the votes cast, but Mackey, by the end of the evening, held a 280-vote lead. The percentages for the remaining 11 Seat B candidates were in the single-digit range. Steve Pratt was third with 2,400 votes, Jennifer Lucas fourth with 1,937, and Dan Garcia fifth with just under 1,700. For School Board Seat E, Kathleen Plunkett defeated her nearest rival, James LaBelle, 10,606 to 6,524. Don Smith was third, Jody Smith fourth in the Seat E contest. School Board President Jeff Friedman gained a third term against his Seat F challenger, Dawn Bundick, and Seat G incumbent Crystal Kennedy was unopposed for her third term. The biggest victor among the propositions was number 9, the tax cap adjustment, which drew 60% voter approval. Backers said it would lower property taxes by returning to the original way revenues under the tax cap are calculated. Opponents argued, unsuccessfully, it could result in increased property taxes. The property tax concern figured heavily into the fate of the bond packages on the ballot. Anchorage voters rejected 5 of 8 bond propositions. And Proposition 6, Public Safety and Transportation's 58-vote approval, could be reversed by the yet uncounted ballots. Among the defeated, both school board propositions lost by 55%, the parks and recreation bonds by about 53%, the public facility improvement request for 2 libraries by 58%, and the bond package to enlarge the police headquarters and establish a tactical firing range by 54%. Only roads and the fire department station renovations and fire truck purchase won with solid voter backing of about 55%. Anchorage School District Superintendent Carol Como acknowledged at about $97 million combined total, the district bonds were costly, but at the same time, she thought they'd been caught in concerns beyond the district's doing.
I think people were frustrated because the assembly is having all these problems with the city budget. We haven't had those problems. We brought in a balanced budget. We had made cuts, and I think there was some tension there that how come the city was having to make all the cuts and the school district wasn't when, in fact, we already had.
Como thought perhaps some changes in the bond presentations needed to occur, like returning to the smaller step-by-step renovation process, and maybe changing the timing of the bond requests.
Maybe during mayor election years, we don't put bonds on the ballot because then we won't be the target.
About 25% of Anchorage's registered voters cast ballots. That compares to around 35% 3 years ago for the last mayoral election. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.